Hello, thanks for joining me. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Stay tuned as our music historian shares with us his scholarly expertise. If you happen to be a regular listener, you're bound to be familiar with his voice. So recognize it right away. He's Monsignor Philip Whitmore.
On hearing the news the angel brought her, Mary went as quickly as she could to visit her cousin Elizabeth. Not only was the young virgin to give birth to a child, but so was her older cousin, who had been barren for years. With God, nothing is impossible. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, straight away she cried out, "Of all women, you are the most blessed, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." In reply, Mary poured out her feelings of joy and exultation in that glorious canticle, the Magnificat, which the Church uses in the office of evening prayer every day. That setting of the Magnificat comes from the famous Vespers of Our Lady, written by Claudio Monteverdi in the year 1610. I always think this music must be one of the finest job applications in history. In 1610, Monteverdi was getting itchy feet. He'd been working for the Duke of Mantua for about 20 years, and he was wanting to spread his wings a little further. There were jobs coming up in Rome, at St. Peter's, and in Venice at St. Mark's. So in 1610 he published two compositions in very different styles. There was a mass setting in the old contrapuntal style that he knew would go down well in Rome, and there was this wonderful Baroque Vespers in the Venetian style, using instruments and virtuoso solo parts and bright colours. 3 years later he got the job in Venice and stayed there for the rest of his life. All through Monteverdi's setting of the Magnificat, you can hear the plain song melody, like a great pillar supporting an elaborate Baroque structure. That was typical of the way Catholic composers wrote liturgical music at this time. Monteverdi would have thought of his Magnificat as a vast variation on that simple plain song melody. There are so many wonderful Magnificat settings to choose from, we could even devote a whole series of programmes just to them. But there's one other I'd like to play for you, and that's the Festal Magnificat by Johann Sebastian Bach, written in Leipzig in the 1720s. Like Monteverdi's setting, it has a particularly joyful tone, with trumpets and drums, and this is because it was originally written to be sung at Christmas. Mary just had to tell someone the wonderful news she'd received. She told her cousin, and in the words of the Magnificat, she tells us. The Almighty looked upon her in her lowliness and did great things for her. History has proved Mary right, From that day, all generations have called her blessed, the Holy Virgin, who was found worthy to become the mother of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ.
Heartfelt thanks there to Monsignor Philip Whitmore for bringing us this musical comment on the second joyful mystery of the Rosary. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.